This is your 7th District Legislative Update. I'm Trace Yellis with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and thanks to folks back home.
What's the latest on your efforts and the efforts of the Senate Republican Caucus to reopen the economy?
Well, I'll tell you, what I want to let listeners know is we are fighting every day for you, and we will not give up fighting for you. And I do that lead in because the efforts we did are to do just that. Senate Bill 5114, as you know, would have restaurants all across the state opened up at 25% capacity, you know, gyms, the bowling alleys, all of the folks that had been shut down under the governor's order. So the first piece, our freshman senator from the 19th district, Senator Jeff Wilson, did just such a great job in committee, you know, basically forcing a vote on that bill. And his attempt to do so, the Democratic senator, Senator Hunt, just banged the gavel down and refused to do any other committee work. And so I knew at that point, because of that, that we need to take efforts on the Senate floor. And I was proud to lead that effort. We did what we call a ninth order motion, which essentially means you can bring a bill up for consideration from anywhere in the process and demand that it be brought to the floor. Obviously, you know, there's a vote associated with that as to whether or not the bill comes up. But I was proud to lead that effort. And, you know, really, it was about just the extraordinary circumstances that all of our family-owned businesses, our job creators, have found themselves in through no fault of their own. We know that restaurants are not the problem. We know that the other businesses that have been shut down are not the problem. And so my speech highlighted that and just demanded a vote on, you know, that bill be brought up. And unfortunately, it failed. We did have a Democrat vote with us, which I was really pleased to see. But what I want people to know is we're not giving up at all. You know, the governor can change his mind as he's done. He can tinker with how people are moving through this process. But at the end, you know, it's my job as a legislator and really our job as a legislative body, as a separate constitutional branch of government, that we continue to push, and we are going to continue to push. So stay tuned.
Now more than ever, we have seen the importance of broadband, and there are some things happening in the legislature with bringing broadband to more people. Talk about where that is in the process.
Well, I'm really excited about the efforts that I see this session, and that is one thing that COVID did was highlighted what we already knew, which was the significant importance of people having access to broadband that works for them. There are several bills in the process. One just was introduced. It would allocate up to $200 million from the capital budget for, you know, public-private partnerships, really deploying broadband technology out into underserved areas. And I'm really excited about that. I know it's just at the beginning, but that just signals, you know, I believe the state's commitment to ensuring that we can get this done. The other bill I actually signed on to, Senate Bill 5383, would allow the public utility districts, I would say with limited authority, to be able to do retail. That's not something I've supported before, but it is a tool. And as long as it's done to serve unserved communities and it's tailored, you know, it's pretty narrowly focused, then I think we can do that. And I think that's a necessary tool. So there are several other pieces, but I just want folks back home to know that I know how important broadband connection is for our families, for our businesses. It's a part of our daily life, and we need to ensure that we build that out. So I'm excited about the opportunities.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.